The New England Patriots are close to clinching a berth in the NFL playoffs. In fact, they have a chance to secure a first-round bye with their game coming Monday night against Baltimore. But any advancement in the playoffs will come without one of the team's marquee players. Dynamic but injury-plagued tight end Rob Gronkowski is done for the season following back surgery last week. WBUR's Shira Springer has this look at players susceptible to injury and what the latest setback could mean for Gronkowski's career.
Gronkowski's list of injuries includes a broken left forearm, torn right ACL and MCL, sprained ankle, tweaked hamstring, concussion, and a severely bruised chest. Now he's out with a surgically repaired back, again. It's the third back surgery of his playing career, including one when he was at the University of Arizona. Gronk has undergone 8 total surgeries as an NFL player. But the big tight end is not alone in the NFL when it comes to long lists of injuries. Some players are sidelined as frequently as Gronkowski or more. Is it fair to call dinged-up players injury-prone? Herm Edwards, a former NFL player and coach, says some athletes can avoid that label and the consequences it has for their careers.
After a while, the pattern starts. Some players seem to always be available and some players are not. You've seen great players that have had short careers due to the fact that they've been injured a lot. When you're an athlete, the one thing you're concerned about is injury, because that's the number one thing that can take you out. It's not so much your ability, but your inability to be available.
Now an NFL analyst with ESPN, Edwards wishes he knew why some players get hurt far more often than others. As a player, he managed to stay remarkably injury-free. In his first 9 NFL seasons, he never missed a game for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I didn't do anything different. And was I hurt sometimes? Yeah. But not to the point where I couldn't play. I think we all go through it, and some guys escape it, some guys don't. There's no secret formula. I worked out like everybody else. I didn't do anything different than anybody else did. I was just very fortunate.
But are some players more susceptible to injuries than others? Not from a medical standpoint, says Dr. Tariq Soryal. He's a Dallas-based orthopedic surgeon who's treated more than 300 NFL players.
I have seen many players get injured over and over again, but it's no fault of their own. I don't think that injury-prone exists. I think this is just unlucky and more likely a reflection of the sport rather than the person.
That's because NFL players are bigger and faster than they used to be. On top of that, different playing styles can put some athletes at greater risk. Case in point, the 6'6", 265-pound Gronkowski. Herm Edwards sees it every time the Patriots player takes the field.
He takes a lot of hits because of the way he runs with the ball. I've always said he's an athlete that's a clumsy athlete. He doesn't fall soft. Every time you watch him, he gets tackled, he gets hit, he falls hard. And it's just not his fault. It's just that's his body type.
He's one of those guys who, you know, he's not a ducker or a slider or a guy who's trying not to get hit. He probably is a guy who almost relishes the contact part of it.
Mike Boyle is a Woburn-based strength and conditioning coach who's worked with hundreds of NFL clients.
I do think there is a certain style of training that lends itself towards a more intelligent approach for a professional athlete as they age.
But there are no guarantees, especially with violent collisions part of football. Gronkowski's latest back surgery ended his season, the third time that's happened in his 7-year career. He's 27. As he gets older, the combined effect of all the injuries and surgeries will take a greater and greater toll on his body. Dr. Soryal is impressed with Gronkowski's resiliency, but the orthopedic surgeon wonders how many more times Gronk can come back from a significant injury and still be the best at his position.
After his forearm fracture, you kind of wondered, he just had 3 surgeries. Is he going to be able to catch a ball? Well, we don't even talk about that anymore. After his ACL, you wonder, hey, is he going to be able to cut? And he did it. I'm sure the same question is being asked about his 3rd spine surgery. But if you take his personality out of the equation and you're just looking at a player who's 27, who's had multiple surgeries, you wouldn't think that he's got much left in the tank.
It's almost certain this won't be Gronkowski's last significant injury. As Herm Edwards reminds us, that's always been part of the NFL equation.
If some guys just get hurt, sorry to say, it's part of the deal.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.